part two.
Welcome
back. Let's not say too much. Let's just...
So you know where we left you last time. If you haven't, listen back.
Listen back. I know a lot of people will be just on the edge of their seat, just waiting to hear who you cast.
As Jacob Black.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
You actually did it again.
Oh, did I?
When you were talking about One Direction.
Oh,
I've gone with Zayn Malik. Yeah, as good work. Jacob Black.
Actually, I looked at him for that, yeah.
I'm a big 1D fan.
Yeah, I know you
and
are.
And he's my favourite.
Have you heard the new song?
Which one?
All Those Little Things?
No.
It's I listened to it and I was like, who is this? And then I realised it was One Direction.
Yeah.
And I was like, this isn't their sort of song, and this sounds like an Ed Sheeran song. And
right.
Well, normally Ed Sheeran would sing really, really well.
Yeah.
And they don't sound good singing it. Guess who it was written by?
Ed Sheeran. Yeah. Normally their songs are very formulaic. Like at least their singles, they all follow the exact same pattern. Yeah. So it's like catchy little verse, and then they go into like a more driving kind of like pre-chorus, and then just into the jumping. Let's go crazy, crazy, crazy. It's great. I love it. Nice. Though.
But what I wonder, has Ed Sheeran made more money by giving them that track, or would he have made more money by letting that track out himself?
Yeah.
Because they make that much.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, the song Boyfriend by Justin Bieber, this is not movie related, but it's still an interesting tangent. So that was quite a big hit, right?
Yeah.
I'm not against Justin Bieber. Like, I really liked.
It's pretty annoying.
I really liked his video and song for As Long As You Love Me.
Mm.
And I thought Baby, the song Baby, I thought that was like a reason to be a popular pop song because it was just so catchy and you know. But I feel like some of his other songs, like Boyfriend, didn't really deserve to be smash hits that they were. Because I just didn't feel like that was a catchy
enough
pop
song.
He's on the
out, though, I'd have to say. Yeah. He's on the out. One Direction
is smashing. But the thing was, it was written by Mike Posner, the guy who sings
Oh really?
Wear them around like you're cooler than me.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, like, if he sung that song, you know,
no one would care.
No one would care, but it was like, yeah.
And that just shows the difference.
Mm.
Where were we?
So we've just done our cast.
Yeah, work casting One Direction, because I think that...
And I can really see me and my favourite member of One Direction just really working, and my favourite female pop star,
I think you're
Lana
going
Del
to be a good
Rey,
trio.
And Bill Murray.
And
it's
going to
be epic.
Oh, I can't wait to see that
It's
going to
be epic.
I can.
With an original score by One Direction. Lana Del Rey.
No, you've gone too far.
Okay.
You've gone too far.
Lana Del Rey would do the soundtrack.
You've
it would
gone
be amazing.
Too far. Righto.
That was the Recast remix. We didn't even really introduce it, did we?
Oh, I think we did.
Yeah, we did. I can't. It's just too long ago.
I don't know. There's so much going on in this podcast. Oh, what's that sound? It's movie etiquette.
Oh, I wasn't expecting this. It's a surprise.
Okay, here we go. Here's a question. How much food is too much food at the movies?
You're asking a man who goes through...
Now, yeah, I know you...
A lot of popcorn.
You like to have a popcorn. I sometimes get a drink, sometimes get an ice cream. It can vary. I feel like an ice cream now.
When we go to the Roxy, that first time we went to the Expendables, I got way too much food. Because they didn't have popcorn, so I panicked, and I was like, what do I do? So I got like a cup of nuts, got an ice cream, got a thing of cookie dough bites.
Yeah.
And then I was just like,
really?
At the end I had all this food, and I was just like, what am I doing? I couldn't even carry it in.
Well, because there was a situation I was at the movies.
Yeah.
Bridesmaids, actually, it was, I remember. And a girl came and sat along beside me and my friends, and she was just by herself.
Yeah.
You know, she had this massive popcorn, massive drink, and a massive sized bag of M&Ms, and she was just going for gold.
Yeah.
Like, and I was sort of like... This is too much food.
Yeah.
Like,
well, see, I go
sit down there for a meal.
I make sure,
honestly, it's shovels.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I don't go too fast, and I keep it quiet. Try and keep my dignity. I love my popcorn, but try and keep my head about it, and just stay calm and focus on the movie, not the popcorn. Mm. And So I think just
Well, what's your view on, like, because some of the more exclusive, no, let's say prestigious movie theatres.
Yeah.
They're starting, like, people come in and have, like, a wee panini in their lap and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, is that too far or is that still fine? Well,
I don't mind it. As long as you're not distracting from other people, I think. Yeah. I think you can eat as much as you want. Because
if it comes to you need a knife and fork, is that too far?
Yeah, that might be pushing it a little bit, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. One thing that just gets me is just when... my girl, so we'll have the big popcorn kind of in between us, and sometimes she just goes for it inappropriate. She kind of goes for handfuls. I just go one at a time, and she chews it louder than I do. I think I can't really tell because my ears are obviously attached to my head, which it's in. But there'll be like a deathly silence in the film, and then and then I just give her a quick look. And then she'll just hold the chewing for a few more seconds until, you know, some music or dialogue comes back in.
The look of death, because...
no, it's not the look of death, it's just the friendly reminder.
Now, it was interesting, we were talking about talking in the movies.
Yeah.
Last... What are we on for time, just for interest's sake? How long have we been talking to?
27. Almost 28.
27 minutes, have we really?
I think so.
Sounds like this is going to turn into a part two.
Well, we might already be in part two.
No, we got to do a bit more, leave a cliffhanger. You always have a cliffhanger at the end of part one.
27 is quite long for a...
No, we'll end it at 30. Well, we got to have a cliffhanger. Are you ready? Here comes the cliffhanger.
Why don't I put the cliffhanger... I'll cut it right before we mention one of our cast members.
Oh.
And then
okay,
it'll go to a voice saying, that was the end of part one, to hear...
All right.
That'll
this
be
is,
epic.
This is confusing, because you're hearing about what we're planning on
what
doing.
What we've already done.
What, yeah. So you've already heard all of this.
This is like The Matrix or Inception.
Okay. Well, I hope you're enjoying part two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, no, I think we should still make part two now.
Nah.
Because...
That's like 30 minutes is long. Especially
yeah, I know.
For a two-part episode.
Yeah.
I say we're in it.
You say we're in it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're in part two. Welcome to part two.
Yeah. We've been in it for a few minutes, though.
But... Yeah. Well, I hope you're enjoying this day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so we're talking about talking during the movies.
Yeah.
Now, Twilight, it happened. Like, there was sort of talking. But I almost found, like, it's almost like it's more allowed in Twilight films for people to make wee comments. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But Skyfall...
Yeah.
...was a shocker.
Was it? People talking?
No, well, just not right throughout, but a shocker as in there was two comments which was like, okay, that was interesting. At the start, before anything had started, it was a bit of a rowdy crowd, like it was packed, the cinema. And some guy, like, it was just, like the screen was just about to start or something, and it was silent, and some guy's just like, come on, James!
That's great. See, I wouldn't even mind that.
I didn't mind. That made me laugh. That made me chuckle. But what was another moment later on in the film, and we all looked at each other quite, what on earth is going on? It was like silent. Then suddenly from the other side of the theatre, we heard, shut the F up!
Who?
I don't know. It just some...
Oh, was it someone like talking to someone else in the theatre?
Yeah, some guy. Had just
I thought
said
it was
it...
someone talking to James.
No,
thinking,
no, this wasn't in the movie.
Yeah.
Or responded
That's
to
amazing.
The movie. Yeah, and there was like no sound, and it was quite an aggressive, you know.
Yeah.
So
someone must have been making some sort of noise.
Oh, someone wasn't happy. Yeah. Because we
I didn't notice much talking. It was the midnight screening though, so everyone was a bit groggy. But but I did notice one woman. It was definitely a woman's voice.
Yeah.
Just say, I don't want to do any spoilers, but I think you'll
spoilers,
know.
Spoilers, because there's spoilers in Skyfall.
You'll know what point it was at.
Yeah.
And I just heard her, okay, block your ears.
What?
She just said.
What, hang on. What, you're telling them to block your ears? No, don't say it then. We don't want spoilers. No one likes spoilers.
Okay.
Tell me after the show.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Maybe we can do a part
It's not
three.
Really a spoiler.
No, if you think it might be, we're best not to risk it. We don't want to lose listeners.
Okay.
We've only got one.
Yeah. Shout out to him, slash her.
Yeah.
Whoever you are.
Yeah. What are we up to? Can we do Film of the Week Skyfall?
No, I don't want to do Skyfall.
Why?
Because James Bond is just too close to my heart for me to rate it with a number.
Well, we know what your rate at them is.
No.
I'm but not, I want to know what you thought of the film.
Okay, should we just discuss it and not give it a rating?
Here we go. Film of part two. I probably wasn't... Gosh, you have just really made a mess of that juice, haven't you?
Yeah, there's still some left, though. So, still enjoying it.
Oh, well, that's good that you're still enjoying it. So, sorry, that wasn't as exciting as part one's lead into film of the week.
I thought you were going to keep building, but it's okay. We're in now.
I got confused because that was the second time I've done it in one seating.
Yeah.
So, film of part two was Skyfall, the new James Bond film.
Yeah.
50 Years On, starring Daniel Craig and Judi Dench, Ralph Fiennes, directed by Sam Mendes.
Mm.
Right, Paul, your thoughts?
This is so hard for me.
I know you're very attached, but you can...
So, just to begin with, everyone, James Bond is my life. Yeah. I love James Bond. My goal in life is to be James Bond, either on screen, playing the role, or just to, you know, mimic his life in my real life, which I try.
Yeah.
I love James Bond. I love Daniel Craig as James Bond.
He's great, isn't he?
I found it quite weird. Okay, I loved it.
Mm.
It was the weirdest. It was a weird James Bond film. Mm. It wasn't like any other James Bond film. Like,
whereas I would say,
what,
best Bond yet?
Wow.
I thought it was fantastic. Okay. It was a different formula.
But it was it was completely different to any other James Bond I've ever seen. Just really different. There were bits that I really disagreed with that I didn't like.
Wow.
There's going to be spoilers in this.
No, don't give away spoilers.
Okay, but I'll just say,
those parts you disagreed with.
There was a bit that was a bit too Home Alone for me. And Home Alone 2 is my favourite movie of all time. But it was like, not in James Bond. Keep the Home Alone for Home Alone. Yeah. But
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
that's hilarious that you sat there thinking that. And I was sitting there going, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
It was a good twist on things, eh?
Yeah, it was really, really different. I loved it, and I'll be going a few more times.
Are you actually?
Oh, definitely. I love James Bond. I always go to every James Bond probably at least 3 times at the cinema.
At least you must have gone to Die Another Day eight times.
No, Die Another Day, I would have only gone... I was a bit younger then and I couldn't afford the movies as much as I can now.
Yeah. Now that you're a high roller.
Yeah, now that I'm on a podcast. And...
hitting it big.
Yeah.
Would it be too personal to ask for a review from you?
Yeah, I didn't say I was going to review it. I'm not going to review it. But I think James Bond, you know, I think any James Bond, you know, James Bond is just maximum goodness for me.
Well, I've got one.
What?
I gave it a 5.5.
So you didn't really think it was the best James Bond film?
Well,
could it be better than Casino Royale, which is the definite 6? Or Doctor No?
Probably give Casino Royale about a 5.5, so...
Right.
Oh, so that's... Yeah. You really got to get into the decimals to work out.
Yeah, that's why we've got the decimal system.
Yeah.
So you just get a nice precise number.
Yeah, I should probably be more precise though, shouldn't I? That's okay.
But great film.
Okay. All right.
Loved it.
Good. That brings us to I've never done this before. I'm looking at the time a lot more because I want people to get a decent part too. Where is the time? I can't even see.
35 and a half.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't have split it into twos.
No, I think we should have, but it doesn't matter if they're a bit shorter. Right. Short and sweet.
Okay, well, this brings us to... Custom News of Kimberly Grossman. No, what have you got?
We don't have any news for that.
Why not?
Well, last night I watched Jono and Ben at 10.
Yeah.
On TV3, and she made an appearance.
Did she? Was she good?
She was in a sketch called Parliament Activity. I can't speak today. Parliamentary Activity, I think it was called.
Yeah.
It was a play on Paranormal Activity.
Ah.
It was a sketch starring Jono Pryor, Guy Williams, my brother, a.k.a.
the less famous brother of Paul Williams.
Winston Peters and Kimberly Crossman.
Winston Peters in there.
He was
That's
in a
fantastic.
Sketch. Yeah, it was quite a shot. yeah. and Kimberly Crossman, and yeah, and her acting was great.
Mm.
I think I could see her in almost like, I haven't ever seen a Paranormal Activity movie, but from what I can imagine it being like,
yeah.
I could see her being in that okay. kind of thing.
Like yeah, a, actually, horror. She would suit quite well being in one of those.
Yeah.
So did her and Guy have a good act off?
Yeah, oh, I couldn't fault any of the acting. Yeah. Winston Peters, he was playing himself, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, they all were, probably. Yeah. But, yeah, oh, he, yeah. Just, he had himself down to it.
I'd almost watch that, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to go to that show. I was just looking at the time.
Right, yeah.
I'll stay here. I'll okay. finish the podcast.
Yeah.
Because that's how dedicated I am.
So that was Casting News with Kimberly Crossman. Yeah, should we get into one-word reviews?
One-word review. Now, I've actually seen some films. Oh, well, at least now, because we ended up doing Twilight Film of the Week, which I yeah. wasn't expecting.
Well, I don't really use that as much Film of the Week.
Yeah.
As my one-word yeah. review, sorry.
Well, I watched... two films. I got two films.
You can still do a word for Twilight if you want.
I think I actually already said it.
What was it?
Ridiculous.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I watched Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, last right. night. Yep. Starring Kirsten Stewart.
Yeah. Because that's Stewart. How much good research that I've done.
Yeah.
Towards, you know, I even watched her in another role to see yeah. if she could still, you know. All right.
Yeah.
Not sold. Like, it was a little bit... like, it sort of had stolen a lot of shots from other films.
Yeah. See, I haven't seen it, but I can't really imagine what it would be like. Does it have the Seven Dwarfs in it?
Yeah, it does. And they're all, like, quite good actors, like Ian McShane,
right.
Nick Frost,
yeah.
Toby Jones.
Funny.
And another guy, Eddie Marsden.
I thought you were about to say Eddie Murphy.
No, like, God, that would have been a good wee twist. Hey, do you know, have you seen... you're going to get it on yourself soon. Careful, you're wearing a white t-shirt, and that's berry juice. And
some beige
yeah, pants. So you suddenly put it down quite quickly then, didn't you? Eddie Murphy, one of the newest films he's going to be in. You may have heard of the Twins film with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
No, neither.
No. Well, I may have seen it, I just can't remember. I was yeah. that young. They're making a sequel to it, in triplets. And guess who the third one is?
Eddie Murphy. So wait, who are the first two twins?
Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Eddie Murphy. That is going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
That'll
yeah.
have to be a feature film of the week.
That will be the comedy hit of the year. I know.
Wow.
So that's something.
I was shocked. I remember just recently, well, a while ago, I was like looking on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't go on there that often, but sometimes if I'm just, you know, bored or whatever. And it was like, you know, what's on at the movies at the moment.
Yeah.
So it had like them rated from the most freshest to... so those of you who don't know Rotten Tomatoes, it's a site where they get all the reviews from people, basically, from critics. And it's either fresh or rotten.
Yeah.
So if it's above, gets above 50%, it's fresh. So, you know, some, like, there's like, you know, Toy Story 2 is like 100% or something.
Wow.
Yeah. All yeah. the older movies always have an advantage just because yeah. they always get rated.
Yeah, I don't take much interest in... listen to this. This is really going to be a good... this isn't going to go on the poster for the podcast. I don't take much in from reviews and don't give them much thought.
No, neither. I kind of hate reviews, and that's why I feel bad reviewing movies, because I'm like... because it's just someone's opinion.
Yeah.
So that's why I because like, you know, my opinion is going to be different to like, why should I care about what some dude who writes for the newspaper, exactly. what his like, movie taste
is? I guess it's interesting. I think films can be more easily reviewed than music. Because I think music is the most sort of personal thing. Because it's like, I would never look at a music review because it's like, well...
you like, yeah. So you might hate heavy, like if I reviewed like a heavy metal album, I'd give it like... zero.
Yeah.
But then if you love that, then you love that. Yeah. So it's like you'd give that five.
Yeah, exactly.
But so yeah. So we're kind of rubbishing our own show here.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Okay. Hey, Empire Magazine, my favourite. I've been a reader since issue one.
Yeah.
They gave The Untouchables 2 stars.
Wow.
Never have I been that outraged with a review in Empire. I was like, what?
That's weird. Sometimes I feel like
heartless person sat down.
But sometimes it almost seems like one of those cases where they just wanted to do something like that.
Yeah.
Like they're like, they see everyone's loving it, and then they're like, well, I'm gonna freaking hate it. But I remember when I went to Avatar, everyone was just loving it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Okay, I haven't gone to it yet, but I'm going to it this week. And when I go to it, afterwards, I'm going to write my status and go, Avatar, more like Average. So I did it. I went to Avatar, loved Avatar, then went home and just wrote that anyway, just because I was like, just had my heart set on it. Yeah, and just so much hate. All the comments, just like, it was amazing, you're an idiot and stuff. Well,
I remember getting very annoyed with the actual Otago Daily Times movie reviewer on several occasions, like that I just would turn the page when it got there because it should just fire me up. Lord of the Rings, like Return of the King, she gave 3.5 stars or something, and I was like, what are you doing? Before I forget, Dark Knight, guess how many stars she gave that?
What?
Like 2.5?
Yeah, that's stupid. Yeah. Love Dark Knight.
Yeah, there you go.
As I was saying, we went off a bit of tangent just about Rotten Tomatoes. All I was going to say was it had the movies that were playing at the moment, and one of them was, I think it's called 1,000 Words, starring Eddie Murphy and New Zealand actor Cliff Curtis.
Oh, yes.
And it was just 0%.
Yeah.
Out of like 70 reviews, not one reviewer enjoyed it. And I was like, that's an accomplishment.
I've heard that's extremely hated, eh?
How could you make a movie that not even one person thought was like, all you had to do was, you know, just slightly enjoy it.
Get a cameo in there.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But, because he's got 1,000 words to say before he dies.
Yeah,
that's the storyline.
Oh, right.
Like, we'd be dead by the end of this podcast. So
what were they paying Eddie Murphy in the movie? By the word. So they like base the story around him not talking in it. If you're gonna put Eddie Murphy in a movie, don't write a script. Yeah. Just let him just freestyle. It'll be you'll get some gold.
Yeah, well that's the thing. It's like talk about holding back an actor.
Yeah.
That you can't go off or you've only got 1,000 words.
Yeah.
I love that. Or maybe his contract.
Even all Eddie Murphy's fans won't bother going to it. They'll be like, well, I'm not paying $16 for a ticket to go see him say, 999 words, because he's not going to want to kill himself.
Why doesn't he just start writing on paper? Maybe that's why everyone hates it so much.
Sign language. Maybe it's a silent film.
Yeah, type.
We'll get one of those like Stephen Hawking, whatever he uses. Doesn't he have like a robot talk
for him? I'm not sure. I don't really want to get into it because I'm not 100% sure of the facts, and we only have facts on Movie Magic, so I don't want to lead anyone astray.
We don't want another Greasegate, Greasegate scandal where we get the error wrong.
We do wrong not decade. Want another scandal like that. Hey, your film.
Oh, I rewatched the movie Moneyball.
Oh, nice.
Starring Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have.
I put the word money. Like, when people say something that's good is like money.
It's the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a word I use frequently.
My brother uses it quite a bit. Like, that's money, man. Yeah. So
my brother doesn't.
Okay. Do you have a brother?
Yeah, I got a brother. Here we go. This shows how little Paul takes interest in my life outside.
I knew you had a sister.
Oh, well, good work. Yeah,
because I saw she liked the page on Facebook. She had the same surname, and I was like, "That's a sister." Maybe she voted for one of your polls, and I was like, "Okay, he's got a sister.
Good taste."
But
I like the way you said that. He's got a sister. Like, this is the only time we meet.
Yeah, Moneyball. I love it. It's really cool. Really cool movie.
Yeah, it is. It is really good.
I think the script or whatever was written by the people who did The Social Network.
Oh, I'd believe that.
So it's got a similar kind of vibe, like, the true story. Just in like...
Because it's a true story.
No, but I don't know, just like, it's just got a similar vibe. I can't really describe the vibe.
I say a lot of good true stories that we've seen lately, actually.
Yeah. Like, Skyfall. Like
Twilight.
We both did the same joke, but you chose different movies. Oh, that was great. That was great. But yeah, both of them true stories, I think.
Because
Bella Swan character was based on Stephanie Meyer, who wrote the books.
Yeah.
It's like her kind of autobiography, I think.
Yeah, and the things that she had when she was growing up and stuff, and how she had her child and things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a film called Ted.
Yeah, I've heard of it, haven't seen it.
Funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was the Family Guy creator.
Yeah, like, I'm not really that into Family Guy.
No, neither.
But I did, like, it's quite crude at times, but it is, gosh, how prudent do I sound? It's quite crude at times, which I didn't appreciate. No, it was funny. I had a good chuckle, actually. It was quite cool, and it had a good variety of stuff. Cool. And I like Mark Wahlberg.
He's good.
Yeah.
Cool. Any others? Nope. Do you want to do one? Oh, you already said your word for Twilight. So
it's really just pulling it back to Twilight. We're still in part two, and we're still talking about Twilight.
Yeah, it's the Twilight themed.
Oh, that's a question I was going to ask you.
What?
Twilight, what team are you on?
Team Edward or Jacob?
Yeah.
Back in the when I watched the first two movies, I was strongly Team Edward.
Mm.
Not sure anymore.
Ooh.
In this one, I probably liked Jacob more in this one. Like, I don't know. I probably prefer Jacob now. Ooh, actually.
Team Jacob.
But I don't know. I don't know why. Mm. I felt like Edward didn't really have that much to do in this film. Like, he was quite quiet. Yeah, he was
a bit more passive.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sticking on Team Edward. Team Edward actually.
Still, yeah.
Because Jacob's just a bit of a.
It's a bit weird how he's...
It's just like, back off, mate. She's with someone else. But just respect that.
I don't think he can help. Oh, sorry, I was talking about the baby.
Oh, and then don't get me started on how he decides to... But, I can't get the mother. Let's go for the infant child.
Yeah. I think the moment where I switched from Team Edward to Jacob was just when he was riding on a motorbike with no helmet on. It's like, man... There's children watching this. Set an example.
Now, one thing we discussed after the Twilight film, why do they drive everywhere?
What do you mean? Oh, instead of running.
Why take a car? It makes no sense. There's a line in the movie saying they've got is energy. They never run out of energy.
Yeah.
And how great it is that they can run, leap everywhere.
Yeah.
So let's all get in the car and go for a drive.
Yeah. Also, I don't understand. It's Forks. So it's set in Forks. Is that near New York? She's like... you guys go in, like, I need to go do some errands. And then she just drives to New York, and I was like, I was just quite shocked. I didn't expect it to be that close to New York City.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think she drives to New York, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
And then the guy from The Wire. That... She went and she met that guy from The Wire, and I was like...
Oh, that's what he's from.
Yeah.
He looked familiar.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, see, that's the effect of Twilight. It lasts. It lasts part one and part two.
Yeah. My last comment on Twilight, just spend some special effects on that sprinting. You know, get Weta to organise. I reckon they should just make it so it's just like flashes. Like you don't actually...
I thought that was... Yeah, I know. You couldn't see what was going on there. Sorry, but that was guys, like I was so kind of close. Like,
shot my arm and then at quick speed, like... Like that.
That was amazing.
So I reckon when they run, it should be more like that. Like, they're just going... Psh, 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 like, darting around, and you just see blurry lines. Instead of just seeing someone, like, running, just, like, speed up with, like, some blurry lines behind them. Like, it just, like... When Breaking Dawn Part 2 started, I was just like... I don't know. I was just regretting even being there when they were just sprinting at the start, and she had, like, a dress on and bare feet. I was just like... But then, at the end of it, I was glad I went, so...
Entertaining stuff. Hey, I think this is... I don't really want to bring down the listeners after such highs throughout the episode. This, I think, is our last podcast for the year.
It is. But that's why we split it into an epic two-part series. Two-part
series. Where's the... I can't see it.
We're about 50 minutes.
Good. Oh, that's a decent part one. That's a decent part two.
Yeah, very decent.
So we'd just like to thank all our listeners. Listeners. Probably shouldn't call them fans. That's taking a little bit too much for granted there, isn't it? And sponsors. Thanks for our sponsors.
Congratulations to all the prize winners. Woo! Hope you're enjoying your prizes.
Goodness me.
I hope you're enjoying the prizes. I'm looking at them on my desk.
We are going to send them out because now that we're taking a little bit of time off from the podcast, we'll have time to send them out. We apologise.
Yeah.
We never said when you were going to get them, to be fair. No. We never said they're going to come really quick.
No. But I've been enjoying the prizes, watching the special features of Die Another Day while drinking some coffee from the plunger while kicking the giant tennis ball. So
would you put more air into? So,
actually, good. I added some air because it was a bit flat.
Yeah.
But it's in mint condition now.
Absolutely mint condition.
So thanks a lot for listening to the first season.
Season one, done.
Season one,
we will return.
Just like James Bond.
Just like James Bond. Spoiler. We're hoping to return in what month next year?
Don't know.
February, March?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably around February.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we shall see you then. We wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
And we'd just like to recommend one Christmas film to get into over the festive season, Paul.
Die Hard.
Die Hard 2.
Just all the Die Hard
2. Isn't Die Hard 2 the more Christmassy one?
Yeah, probably. I think Die Hard 1's Christmas as well.
Oh, okay.
Because like the theme song for Die Hard pretty much is "Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow." And it just seems like such a...
Oh, we should have just sung that as an outro. That would be quite nice.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since there's no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Wow.
It doesn't show signs. No, we're still going. I thought I'd just go through the whole song.
I wasn't as confident in the second verse.
Well, see, I think I screwed up. I said it. Since I've nowhere to go.
Oh, okay. Maybe cut it.
Nah.
Oh, okay. Keep it?
Keep it. That was beautiful. It was
quite nice. Why aren't we producing more albums together?
I don't know. Why are we still talking? That was supposed to be the end.
Oh.
Outro music right now.
I just want to say Happy New Year as well, because we won't get the chance to.
Yeah, well, I already said that.
Let's sing Auld Lang Syne.
Okay.
I don't even know it.
It's just For Auld Lang Syne.
Can we do
it? For Auld Lang Syne. May all the acquaintance be forgot. And sing of Auld Lang Syne. That is not how it goes.
I am not confident with the words.
Neither am I. I made up that sing. The bit you joined into.
Okay. Mm. One last Christmas song and we'll fade out during the Christmas song. What's your choice?
I don't know. What's the one? Oh, Walking in a Winter Wonderland?
Yeah. Okay, what is that? What is
I don't know how the words go. In the lane, snow is glistening. In the rain, birds are singing. A beautiful sight, I feel happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the street,
Merry
kids
Christmas
are playing.
From movie
in
magic.
The moon, birds Fade are out. Flying. It's a wonderful place, look happy in face. Yeah.